It's a little gift from Uncle Stu, who just left the Stevie Ray Vaughan version of Voodoo Child on KLOS.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it's a little gift. He was all wrapped up in a bow.
How nice.
It was really nice.
It's really sweet.
And I don't know. He's trying to pull off being Marcy. He's dressing like her. I don't know if you noticed that. In the
I didn't notice that.
Looking good, man.
Really?
Pretty hot. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't expect.
He's a little too tall, but.
He's a little tall. We can chop off little bits of his legs.
Right.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Reach it, sister.
On today's show, this hour.
Yes.
We are going to give you a shot at $7,000.
Yes, we are. Yes.
$7,000.
Yep.
In the $100,000 name game.
You're going to win it this time, man. It's going to happen. You're going to do it.
We just have a feeling.
Yeah, we do.
So that's coming up before 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Also, we're going to play One American Dollar.
Yeah.
There's a haunted brothel that nobody wants to live in.
I'd live there.
It's hilarious. I can't wait to play for you this.
Sweet.
The woman that owns and runs it.
Right.
And knows that it's haunted because ghosts have talked to her. Is great.
What about her toaster? Is it possessed?
Her toaster's fine.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Lies you told your kids in the 4 o'clock hour.
All right. Iceman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good idea.
That topic. And Gimme Five is nonsense song titles.
Yeah. De do 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 de da 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 leaps to mind.
5 o'clock, five songs in a row with a theme, and it's nonsense song titles. And that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Bill, I want to play that slot machine. The jackpot is up to $7,000.
Yeah,
I feel
crazy.
Lucky. I want to play that the $100,000 name game, Bill. I'll be sitting here. You go get a cocktail.
I don't like the voice, but. The sentiment is right. The KLOS $100,000 name game is up to $7,000.
What about the face? Do you like the face?
This hour.
Yeah, man.
Never liked the face.
Chance to win soon.
But first, my chance to win big dollars.
Yeah. Dollar, that's what I need. Yeah. You're going to win $1 today, dude.
I am.
Because you're an alky. You like to throw them back.
I've had a drink or two. Yes.
When was your first drink? Do you remember?
Probably Monday. No, I don't remember.
Come on, man.
I don't remember.
It wasn't a momentous occasion?
No, not really.
Oh, I was hanging out with friends, and they were like, you need to drink this. And I was like, all right. So here's the deal. We're looking for the... there's
what
only
did
nine
they have
of
you
them.
Drink? What did they have you drink? What was
rum and Coke.
Okay.
And then we watched...
So they started some...
Yeah, very easy.
Yeah.
And these are not the kind of drinks we're looking for, rum and Coke. This kind of combination plate.
All right.
And when we sat and watched Yellow Submarine, and I yelled at the Blue Meanies.
Oh, good.
I was freaking out and having a good time.
Excellent.
We're looking for cocktails. We're looking for the classic cocktails. We're looking for the ones you can pretty much go into any bar, you maybe since like going way back in time, and even to now, and order these cocktails.
And
like,
everybody knows what it is.
Yeah, they don't have to look it up in their little book. They
it's
don't
the
have
most
to ask
common
you. There's a couple
cocktails.
Little new ones. There's one in here I don't recognize at all.
Well, that's a shock.
My woman did. I know. I was kind of floored. She knew it, though. That doesn't surprise me.
All right. How many guesses do I get?
Well, there's only nine. So, and I do think they're going to be a little hard.
Okay.
Actually. So I'm going to get, let's say six to get three. What do you think?
Oh, I think I'll do that.
Yeah?
I think I can do that.
I hope I don't lose my dollar. Let me read the description.
I mean, you've won the last, like, 10.
The description says, while choice of cocktails and other alcoholic beverages is down to personal preference, there are some classic cocktails that have stood the test of time and remain amongst the most popular cocktails ordered in bars around the world today. So give me one of those nine, and let's get you that dollar.
Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea.
Boom.
Boom.
Mother effort.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how when your first one, you're positive, and then...
Yes! Isn't that frustrating?
And then when it's a no, you're just... Now you're just floating at sea. You have no idea.
Off. I can't do any of this. I give up.
Martini.
A martini.
Yes, a martini.
Those... do you like martinis?
Yes.
Martini.
Yes, I do.
All right. It's on the list.
One. Okay.
Yep. A martini. Actually, and they also have another one that I've just came across that I love to tiny little pieces, an espresso martini. And that's where you throw in the coffee.
I have never
actually,
heard of that.
Not coffee. Espresso. It's in the name.
Wow.
It's in the name.
It's in the name.
You stupid bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good. I like it a lot.
A Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary.
Because that's the hangover one.
Now, that's interesting. I would think that would be.
Are you kidding?
But it isn't on here. Again, when you hear
him. I already marked it down as positive. I was sure.
When you hear him, you'll be like, oh, yeah, all right.
Wow.
I know, right?
What the?
I love this game because it's always like that.
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville just happens to be the number one.
Yes.
And number one answer. All right. It's on the board.
All right. So that's four guesses, and I need to get one more.
You need to get one more, and you get two more guesses.
All right. Wow. Wow.
And as I've gone back through time and enjoyed some of our games here, I see that I am prone to giving you hints. I shan't this
what's
time.
What's his name?
I shan't.
Tom Holland? No, wait. Hold on. That's not my guess. There's something like that, though. There's something like that, right?
Well, there is one, yeah. There is one like that.
Is that on the list?
Is that what you want to say?
No, I'm just checking to see if it's on the list.
You know, I don't know. It's Tom Collins.
Actually, okay. But, then since you're saying that,
but I'm wouldn't not say
guess
that that's
it. I'm not going to guess it. So I'm not going okay, to guess
it. Now, look at this. Then I go and do it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You help me.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Manhattan.
I would be a terrible dealer.
Boom!
In Las Sucker! Vegas because you got it. Oh, where's your little
yes,
play? Woo!
Fantastic.
You got the music. You got it. Woo! You get a dollar. You win one American dollar, which is just $6,999 less than what we're going to try and give away in a little while.
Don't poo-poo my money. I just won a contest, and I'm riding high.
Mimosa, number 9.
Okay, mimosa.
8 is martini, parentheses espresso martini.
Okay.
Number 7 is an old-fashioned.
Old fashioned. I would have never. What is that?
I don't know, but Matt Hooman likes it.
I've never heard of that.
Like orders okay. them from time to time. This is the one I hadn't
old
heard
fashioned.
Of. Old fashioned.
Negroni. It's like, give me something old you got.
Yeah.
The what?
Negroni. That's the one she knew as well. It's equal parts gin, vermouth, and Campari.
Nope.
I know. I don't know what that
I'm going to deny that
iconic
one.
Cocktail.
That one is incorrect. Not on the list.
Number 5, Manhattan, which you got. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is a gimlet.
Gimlet, I would have never thought
of. I know,
of.
Right? Me either. Number 3 is a daiquiri.
Daiquiri!
Right? Number 2 is a cosmopolitan. Everybody loves a cosmopolitan.
Of course.
And number 1, as you said, margarita. So well done. Enjoy your dollar. What are you going to do with it, man? I'm so proud of you.
I haven't had time to think about it.
Well,
you're going to have to give me a second.
Enjoy your moment in the spotlight.
Thank you very much.
We're all very impressed.
I want a game about drinking.
Cocktails.
A Texas landlady claims a property she owns is unrentable.
Why is that?
Because it is haunted
it's
by...
In Texas?
It's haunted by leering, sex-crazed ghosts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Never thought about that category of ghosts.
No, that could make a good prawn. I've never seen a porn movie about ghosts.
Linda Hill is her name from Gainesville. She believes the shabby property known as the Hill House Manor...
Uh-huh.
was a brothel during the 19th century.
Sure, okay.
And that the spirits of hookers in John's past still occupy its walls.
That sounds like an American horror story.
She didn't believe it at first, but she changed her mind one day when she was in the shower. And she heard a voice say,
"Yeah,
Zool. Looking good. Looking good."
She's only hearing it in her head.
Would you like to hear from her?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
This is a house in Gainesville. It is not a moving company.
No, not at all.
But if...
I thought you said Texas.
I thought it was Texas.
Oh, well, whatever.
If you do move in, you haul yourself right back out.
It's like a revolving door. The longest anyone stayed in this house was 6 months.
Linda Hill says she and her husband had no idea why.
In the mirror.
After 10 tenants moved out in less than 2 years, someone told them it was haunted. Did you actually believe that?
No.
That changed while she was taking a shower.
You know, we've had a lot of spirit, like we had the toaster possessed by Satan yesterday.
Right.
Reaching out to the other side.
Listen, it's Halloween time.
Oh, that's true.
So we got to work that stuff in, yeah.
Right, of course.
And I was in here. With
through the curtain, a dark figure whispered, "Looking good."
I'm sorry, can I hear that again?
Yeah, of course.
curtain, a dark figure whispered, "Looking good."
Looking good.
I mean, are they still Randy when they've passed on? I mean, how are they gonna satisfy those needs? What do they got to?
I'm just gonna show you this.
Oh, not looking good.
And I'm gonna say that the ghost, if it said anything,
needs glasses. Should have had LASIK in real life.
Did not say.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Well, hold on a second. That's not according to the report. Well, according to the report.
Through the curtain, a dark figure whispered, "Looking good."
Looking good. Looking good. She thought it was her husband. You'll hear.
And then he turned and walked off.
Linda assumed it was her husband until her husband walked in.
And he said,
"Not looking good.
You haven't been looking good in a long time."
Who were you talking to? And it was like, oh my God.
He swore it wasn't him.
It really is haunted.
Rumor has it, the house used to be a bordello, which may explain why the ghosts here are, how do I say this?
Sexual.
Okay.
No.
He's like really upset about it.
The ghosts are sexual.
He's like, I don't know.
He can't bring himself to say that word.
I've never experienced such a thing. Sexual ghosts,
no other way to put it.
Audio recordings have caught the ghosts talking dirty.
All right, well, let's hear them.
Let's hear some of that. No.
Well, then where'd they go?
We don't get any of them.
Come on. They've recorded it.
That's my point.
And it's a report on it.
Looking good.
But we're not going to play it.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Yes.
Don't interrupt. Go back because that's hot. That whole clip we're going
to
need.
I need to look at her picture again.
Okay.
I need to see her face.
Good luck with that.
She says,
oh, baby, yeah, I like it like that.
And even though she no longer rents out the house as an apartment, she still has the same problem. If you come here, you do not want to stay.
Nope.
Oh, my God. You know, all right, here's the deal. It's a piece of crap house.
Yes,
nobody wants to stay there.
Right.
So now she's like, this will bring in all the weirdos, all the loons.
Totally agree.
I would totally go. I would stay
there. Would you?
I want ghosts leering at me. Yes, something's
got to. You want somebody saying, looking good.
If she looks good to a ghost, clearly I'll be.
You're a 10.
Delicious. Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Your chance to play the $100,000 name game coming up in about a half hour. Keep listening for that.
$7,200 now.
Today I was in a drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
A nondescript drugstore without a name.
They don't sell drugs in there, dude. You know, you keep going in hoping they're selling you some narcotics.
I'll tell you what was surprising, though. They do sell things.
Yeah.
That I found surprising.
They sell all sorts of stuff in drugstores these days. Little general stores, but what was so surprising?
Well, the brand is Hello Cake.
Hello Cake.
I don't know why.
Well, that does sound like one of my favorite weed strains.
So, the first is Hello Cake Solo Lotion Men's Personal Moisturizing Lubrication.
This is starting to sound a little funky. I guess I can start to see why you're... This is a regular drugstore, right?
Yeah,
this isn't something downtown,
correct.
All beat up. Just
it's
something you might run into.
A regular drugstore everywhere.
Okay. All right. One on the corner.
Hello Cake Tush Kush.
Excuse me?
Backside personal lubricant.
Oh, all right. All right. Huh. No,
this is
thank
not
you.
An adult store.
Right. Well, you know, adult stores are... But I guess if you're going in to pick up some toothpaste and maybe a toy for the kid, you want to get something extra for the weekend when you're out of town.
Hello, Cake.
Hello, Cake.
This is the name of it, so I can say it.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Cake. Stroker Double-Sided Men's Personal Massager.
Double-sided.
I don't know what that means.
You can flip it around?
And most importantly, the item that surprised me and really caught my eye was...
Yes.
The Hello Cake Buzzy Butt Backside Rechargeable Personal Vibrator.
Is that guy he was using to play Chad's
cheat? Yes, well, that's what they were, saying, although he's suing for $100 million in libel. They were saying that he had anal beads. This is just a straight up...
This just shuts things down.
Butt plug.
Closes stuff up. Oh, okay, there you
yes.
go. Really? What section was it in? Was it in with breakfast cereal or was it in with motor oil?
In the candy section.
In the candy
section. For Halloween.
No, it wasn't.
No,
I actually almost went. I wanted to believe you. I was like, that's awesome.
I just was shocked.
Yeah, what part is it? The store was it? Where was it? Maybe I've never explored the nooks and crannies of my local drugstore.
Sounds like you
explored
the nooks and crannies
of all sorts of
things. Other things. They have a butt plug.
Huh. Well, it is 2022.
At a drugstore.
Well, you know. What I mean, Circle K is going to start selling weed in Florida.
You're totally right. Like, I'm here for toothpaste.
Right.
I'll pick up a butt plug.
Better give
I'm
me
here.
A butt plug. Sure. While I'm at it.
Blew the last one out.
Kevin, be best.
What?
Be best. Be best, buddy. Buddy, be best. Buddy, be best. What do you think? Can you do that?
I'm not sure I can work with you anymore. It's like I was trying to use a play on words.
No, it's
they're not. I'm not a fan of people who have.
No, I don't either. I hate it. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. I was drunk.
Right, sure.
I needed the money.
In Massachusetts, I believe, a woman is accused of using bees to attack members of the sheriff's department.
Be better than that. Oh, I did it again. I will hurt myself.
I will hurt you.
Thank you.
What a weird story this is.
Yeah.
And it ends with her just like upsetting a bunch of bee carts and all of them going crazy.
On purpose?
Yes.
Wow.
Listen to this.
A neighbor told me if he hadn't witnessed the chaos himself, he couldn't have believed it.
A large padlock secures this Memory Lane home in Longmeadow Wednesday night. But just days prior, this property was buzzing with activity.
She's doing it.
Yeah, she's doing it and we're booing her.
Right. Boo.
Right.
She's terrible.
Right.
Oh, wait, you're going to show me a picture of this woman who did this?
This is the woman who did this, yeah.
That does not surprise me.
She means business, right?
She does.
Right.
And an angry threat. While the homeowner was at court trying to delay his eviction, neighbors saw someone drive past law enforcement in an SUV and trailer. According to investigators, it was Rory Woods, who doesn't live there.
Maybe it was somebody coming to pack some things up, but then she started to open up crates and release bees.
You can see in these images the struggle that ensued. Woods allegedly smashed a lid and flipped a hive, causing the bees to swarm.
She's trying desperately to let all the bees go so that they swarm and sting everybody as much as possible.
The people that are trying to, evict whoever from the house?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's in court someplace else.
Right.
She doesn't even live there.
Right.
Well, maybe she's a girlfriend or some other thing.
Right.
But she is literally.
Intentionally.
They're fighting over crates on the back of a trailer.
Right.
She's trying to open up the lids and they're trying to hold the lids off.
I mean, if someone is allergic, I suppose they would leave. But on the other hand, if they were killed, she could be easily held for manslaughter at least.
She apparently came prepared with a professional beekeeper suit.
All right. Now listen. God. At that point.
Well, I wasn't intending to. I just happened to have it in the car.
At that point.
Yeah.
I go, point for her.
Thinking ahead.
But several people were stung.
There was thousands of bees that were circulating in the air.
One person from the sheriff's department was taken to the hospital, but is okay. Witnesses said it made something already unfortunate just feel so much worse.
And what are they keeping all these bees for anyway?
I don't know if she's a beekeeper because she had the full beekeeper outfit with the head.
And she
with
didn't
the mask.
Think to provide them to the officers of the law?
Oh, she wasn't interested in that.
Wow.
She wanted them to be stung as many times as possible.
That is the weirdest weapon I've ever heard
Isn't
in my
crazy?
Life.
Keep going if you want to hear the charges, because the charges
Nobody like
very
crazy.
Bizarre. Yeah.
Nobody likes to see that happen, but I think we all were concerned as the situation started to escalate and get heated.
And Woods was arraigned on several charges, including assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, the bees, and disorderly conduct.
That has got to be the first time
they charged
bees.
The bees with disorderly conduct? That's nonsense.
Right this second.
Give me five
songs in a row with a theme.
Yeah, baby, you know it.
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
See, the theme is nonsense titles.
And this is a very interesting one. It's actually the first, how many is that? Six notes of the song. A, B, A, C, A, B. Abacab. So it's still nonsensical.
Nonsensical titles.
Yeah, what do you got? Got one? Makes no sense? Give us a call. 818-955-KLOS.
It's almost give me, it's always give me five as well with a theme of nonsensical titles.
Yes, titles that make no sense. Maybe if you try and dig in and like see what the hell they were talking about, you could figure it out eventually, but for the most part, Abacab, whoa,
KLOS, hello,
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey,
what is up, my friend?
Are
we are reaching. Yes, we are.
We weren't two Fridays ago.
No, we hung up on you. We didn't like you then.
We did?
No,
I remember that.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
You two gentlemen weren't working.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, the DJ called out my name. I just went, I froze. I go, how the hell do you know my name?
We have records here.
It was JD.
Oh, JD. JD knows all. JD knows everything. Know. You know what? I mean, he knows what I wear to bed. He knows when I'm asleep.
He's a witch. He's magical. All right, nonsense titles for songs.
Yeah, what do you got?
Trio. Da, da, da.
We walk on. To my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day.
I don't know if we can record your song and release it, son. It doesn't make any sense. What the hell kind of song title is that, Mr. Man? Doo-wop diddy diddy. My God.
It is Gimme Five, and the theme is nonsensical titles. And Zohar from Garden Grove called for the police.
Right on. Dee-doo-doo-doo-dee-da-da-da.
It's exactly how they say it.
Trio da-da-da. I can't take it.
Do 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 di da da da. You know, the police always gave me so much trouble because they love titles like Zenyatta Mandata for their album titles as well.
And I'm like, I can barely speak as it is. And you come up with these damn weird nonsensical titles.
That's the theme for Gimme Five, KLOS. Hello.
I was thinking, I'm pretty surprised that no one has suggested Ingata Da Vida, which does make sense.
Sure.
It really is in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
He was so wasted when he said, hey, I got a song, Ingata Da Vida. But nobody has suggested it yet, which is fine. I don't care.
It seems like you do.
I'm happy. If you don't want to ask for that, no, it's wonderful.
Seems like you're upset.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going? You guys got a question right now?
We're just doing Gimme Five with nonsensical titles.
What is it?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
How about Obladi Oblada?
Ah.
That's pretty great, too.
It is. What do you think about Ingata Da Vida?
Oh, God, if I ever hear that song ever again, I'm going to throw up.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I won one American dollar.
You did. You won the contest. Well done. You know your cocktails, baby.
I was naming drinks, so it's kind of my sweet spot. Also, we heard about a woman in Texas who has a haunted house that used to be a brothel. And supposedly, in her words, the ghosts in the house are horny. So she said she was showering, and a ghost said this to her.
Oh, baby, yeah. Yeah, I like it like that.
And if you saw the photograph, you'd be like,
It's been 100 years since she's heard those words.
All right, I'm off to see if the ghosts want to watch me in the shower.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
7K. When are we going to do that? 7 grand. Before four. Before four. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Before we want to give all this o'clock. Money away, man. It's just based on a stupid crayon.
That's yes, ridiculous. It is.
What? This song getting stuck in your head like it is me.
Yes, always.
Like big time. Okay. Yeah, 100%. $100,000.
$7,000 is what the jackpot is up to. We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now. The number is 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game and win $7,000.
Good luck unto thee.
We got our little contest going, but
right, listen.
Things have been odd here today.
Sligo and I are very professional.
That's a fact.
And this is angering.
Yeah, this is because
we don't make mistakes.
But the phones like to make mistakes.
The phones died during the contest.
And you know who you are. We were talking to you.
And we know your name.
We do. We know your name. So don't try and pretend it's not you. or something.
I think it's other people trying to pretend it's him because they don't know his name.
Right.
So call us back.
Yes, call us back. We'll play our precious little game.
It's very possible that the phones will work then.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
We'll see. But yeah, well, you know who you are. Call back. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
It's Corey.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Gina.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is April.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hi,
what's your name? What's your name?
Richard.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Daniel.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Daniel.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this? Wow, Stereo Daniel.
He's quite good.
Who are you?
Courtney.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Sean.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Steve.
All right. Well, we just did that for how long did we just do that? Minutes. A long
probably
time.
150 calls.
Yeah. And he wasn't there. We know who the person was, and he wasn't there.
But the phone dropped, which is legally not our problem.
Yeah, it's an act of God.
Super sorry to the person
gentlemen.
Who got through.
Yeah.
But we're going to add $200 to it, so it'll be worth $7,200.
Sometime
this
between
hour.
Now and 5. Yeah, we'll play it again, and it'll be worth $7,200. So good luck.
Yeah, baby.
Other than being three things on the air at the same time, this is exciting.
Yes.
Also, what gives us the idea that we're going to be able to pull it off this time?
The phones have been reset. They've been worked with.
We have your shot to win $7,200. That's your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the game. You get to win the $7,200, and good luck.
And the name game.
It's the name game.
It's that game.
Baby, it's
that names.
Wacky $100,000 name game deal.
The pot is up to $7,200. KLOS, who is this?
This is Eddie.
Eddie, you're caller 13.
Awesome, that's great.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We are looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name.
We can tell you the last couple of guesses were burnt umber and Venetian red. Did you play with the big boxes back in the day? Did you have a bunch of crayons when you were a kid?
I did.
Wow, all right.
The one with the 64 with a pencil.
Well, cool. Well, tell us what the two-named crayon color was, and we can give you $7,200, the one we're looking for right now.
Gosh, that would be wonderful. I'm going to go with olive green.
Olive green is incorrect.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Sorry, Eddie.
Thank you for playing, though.
Yeah.
All right, it'll be worth $7,400 next hour between 5 and 6.
$1,000.
That crazy game.
Get that money out of here. We don't want it. We got to launder it. Give it to you.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 at a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. The current jackpot is at $7,400.
Good luck.
In my bones.
Yeah? Cool. Let's give away some cash. I'd love to do that.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Lance.
Lance, you are caller 13.
Woo! All right.
We are looking for a classic Crayola color with a two-word name. The last two guesses that people gave were olive green and burnt umber.
All right, it's worth $7,400 right now, so if you can give us a two-name classic Crayola name, that's the one we're looking for. You get yourself that $7,400. What do you got, Lance?
All right. You know, so many of my guesses are already gone out the window, so we're going to go with navy blue.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
I mean, that's disrespectful to the Navy.
Navy blue is incorrect.
Sorry, Lance. Well, don't stop Thanks. Playing. I'm glad. So you've been listening a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah. We've been trying. Me and my cousin, we have our list going and everything.
Nice. All right. Well, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, $7,600. You guys make yourselves caller 13 again.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good luck.
Today was the day that Sting was wandering through the red light district of Paris. He's got a little time to kill before a show that night and decided to write Roxanne as a direct result.